Okay, we're starting here at the bottom of Chav Vav and Bet. The Gemara is discussing the statement of Shmuel. Shmuel made a statement that the pasul that is mentioned in our Mishnah is only pasul the gabi abasar. Aval balim, when it comes to the balim, it kapru, that they do get full-fledged kapara from this placement of the blood in the wrong place on the mizbeach. So now the Gemara is made to it's the third to last line of Chav Vav and Bet. Chishev, litenet nitanim lamalo, lamato. Lamato lamalo, altar kasher. So if a person has intent to put the damim above the chuta sikra that belong below the chuta sikra, or those that belong below the chuta sikra, he puts them above, lamalo, above the chuta sikra, la altar, and he wants to do it immediately. I mean, his intention is not to do it after the zman, but right now, kasher. Chazar, v'chishev, chutzlim kamo, pasul. So this part of the Breita requires a little bit of explanation, which is that when it comes to pigul and chutz l'zmano, pigul is where a person has a machshava of chutz l'zmano, that he's going to do something outside of the normal period of time that it should be done. Whether it's a zrika, that he's zorek the dam, omnat lechol, et abasar chutz lizmano, is zorek the dam al yedei to be makriv the chalavim chutz lizmano. So that is called chutz lizmano. That is pigul and has a chiyuv karet associated with it. Meaning that right away, that basar becomes problematic, the korban is problematic, and if you consume from it, you're chayav karet. The second one is chutz limkomo. Chutz limkomo is very similar, but just instead of saying outside of the time period in which you're supposed to consume it, he does it outside of the location where he's going to consume it. Whether it's kochik adashim, he has in mind to eat them outside of you, the azara, whether or for kochik alim, outside of Yushalayim, or that he has for the chalavim, that he's going to maktir them outside of the mikdash. So what are those are chutz limkomo. But chutz limkomo, it's pasul, but there is no chiyuv karet. The other qualification for these two is that they only work if that's the only psul machshava that you have in the korban. That means that the rest of the matirim have to be mukrav properly. The korban has to be absolutely proper, except for these items, in order to be problematic. I mean, really, for chutz limkomo, it's not going to make such a difference, because it's pasul ve'en bo karet. The one that really matters is chutz lizmano, where there's a chiyuv karet. In order to have a chiyuv karet, that it has to be the rest of the korban is done perfectly right or well. So over here, we have a case that after he had done the machshava about moving the blood above or below the line of the chutz sikra, then he has a second machshava and another avoda, either about chutz limkomo or about chutz limzmano. Here the Gemara says that works in terms of the matirah being brought properly. The first part of the Baraita tells us that when you move the, or you machshava about where the blood is placed, as long as it's for right now, that has no impact, and it's as if it was done properly. Well, if it's done properly, then the next machshava they have, whether it's chutz limkomo or chutz lizmano, it's going to have impact on the korban, and therefore you're going to be chayav karet if you do it chutz lizmano. And the second half is lemachar. On the other hand, if he has machshava to do the blood, not today, but tomorrow, whether it's above or below the chutz sikra, chazar, and then he has a second machshava and another voda, the chisha ben chutz lizmano, ben chutz limkomo, pasul, ve'en bo karet. In that case, it's pasul ve'en bo karet. The implications from that are that something else went wrong in the korban. Because if everything else was right in the korban, then the chutz lizmano would make you chayav karet. The fact that now it's only pasul, and there is no karet associated with it, that tells us that you did something else wrong. What is the other thing that you did wrong? Is that you have machshava to do the machar above or below the chutz sikra. So that is posel the korban. Now the Gemara's question is, v'ish lo bimkomo kimkomo dami, if what we just stated before, according to Shmuel, that when you place the blood in the wrong location on the mizbeach, it's as if you placed it in the right location, and the balim are nitchaper, then hai pasul, why is this situation, the second case in the bright, the pasul, it should be pigulhu. It should be pigul. Why? Because if I have a machshava l'machar, tomorrow, well, to sprinkle the blood on mizbeach tomorrow is chutz lizmano. I'm having a machshava chutz lizmano about something that is okay. Because if I place the blood in the wrong location, it's as if I put it in the right location. So now I had two machshavot. I had a machshava chutz l'zmano and another machshava chutz l'zmano. Well, two machshavot chutz l'zmano are fine. That would make it chayim karet. That would be pigul. You're suggesting that there's a different psul over here. What's the other psul that you have? That it's that if you're doing everything right, except for the fact that you have chutz l'zmano as a machshava, then it should be pigul. Over here, you're suggesting that when you have machshava to put it up or below the chutz sikra on a different day, that's not chutz l'zmano. That's a psul for a different reason. All right, so now the Gemara says, okay, what do I do this? Amar Marzutra. The Marzutra gives us a special din that's important by Pigul, which is Zriko de Sharia Bosar Ba'achila, Maiti de Dei Pigul. That only a Zrika that is Matir, the Korban Achila, can make something into Pigul. Then Zrika de Sharia Bosar Ba'achila, Velo Maiti de Dei Pigul. That if you do a zrika, that yes, it's mechaper, but no, it does not matir the basar l'achila, that can't make pigul. So our problem here is that you did a good zrika, chutz l'zmano, but that zrika is not a type of zrika that can bring you the day pigul, because it's missing one aspect, which is that it's not matir the basar. That's Shmuel's whole point. Ole l'balim, but it's not achila, it's not ra'ui l'achila. Where do you know this from? How do you know this distinction? It's a nice distinction. It answers our problem. But still, where do you know it from? So it says, Dechtiv, it says, Im achel ya'achel mi basar zevach shlamav piguli ya. Mi shipigulo garam lo. Yatzazish in pigulo garam lo. So Im achel ya'achel mi basar zevach shlamav. If he eats from the basar, and the problem with the basar is the pigul, then you have pigul, yeah. Then it's pigul. But if the inability to consume the basar has nothing to do with the pigul, but because of some other problem, then you don't have pigul anymore. What's the other problem here? That you did this zrika, you intended to do this zrika above or below the line. So that will ruin it. So this type of zrikata dam cannot create pigul. Ela isur devar acher garam lo. There's another isur that caused the problem over here. Well, if the machshava has no impact over here, I mean that the machshava of lamala lamato lamato lamala does nothing because it can't make it. There's no machshavet psul, and it's kim kamo dami. Then why is it pusel the karban at all? It doesn't make it into pigul, doesn't ruin the karban because it's kim kamo dami. Then why do we have a problem when he does it? The machshava, it should be ois machshava. It should be like as if he did nothing here. So Rav Nechzio, mi lehava machshavet inuach valibet Rav Yehuda. It's no worse than the machshava inuach. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda believes later on that when it comes to pigul, not only in a case where I have active machshava to do zrikat adam from it machar, but simply I just leave it. If I want to leave it till machar, so it's over here. You're right. The machshava about lamalo lamata lamata lamalo, maybe that has no impact in terms of pigul. Nevertheless, the fact that I wanted to leave it till tomorrow, that's enough of a problem to make it pasul. True, we can't reach the threshold of pigul, but it's no worse than this machshava, according to Rabbi Yehuda, where you have a machshava le'aniach, to leave it till tomorrow, where it's pasul. This is the same thing. So it'll be pasul, even though it will not be pigul. I mean, all he did wrong here was have a machshava. In the end, he does the zrikat adam today. He had a machshava to do the zrikat tomorrow, in the end, he does it today. So he did the zrikat at the right time, it was bimkomo. The machshava from machar has no impact in terms of pigul. Why is there any problem at all with this type of zrika? What's the issue at all? So the answer is that when you have a machshava of hinuach, even when you have a machshava not to do something wrong, simply you're not going to do it today, not that you're going to do it tomorrow, but you're not going to do it today, that's enough to make it pasul. So too over here, the machshava that you had to do it the machar with the above and below, even though it's not a strong enough machshava to make it into pigul, it's enough of a machshava to be pasul. There's a differentiation. There's two different issues. One issue is pasul, the other issue is pigul. You don't have to make it into pigul in order to be pasul. And that is that the zrika that I'm here is you have a machshava to do it in the wrong time. And the machshava to do it the wrong time, even though it won't make it into pigul, is enough to be pasul the korban. And so that's the differentiation that he draws. What you were suggesting before is not right, because in the end he doesn't do it wrong. He does it right in the end. He only had a machshava to do it wrong. So that's why over here we have a suggestion. If the machshava is not powerful enough to make a pigul, maybe the machshava is not meaningful at all. Where it says, no, it is. There is an ability to have the machshava impact, even though it doesn't make it into pigul. Now we're going to have another statement. We're going to have Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, who are going to disagree with Shmuel. Shmuel's din was that it's pasul in terms of basar, but it's kasher and alal lebalim. Now Yekon comes to Reish Lakish and says, no, this is the explanation of Mishnah. Lolam, pasul mamash. Our Mishnah, when it says pasul, means nothing is good. It's not good in terms of achila, it's not terms because of alal lebalim. But I still agree with the second point of Shmuel, which is that if you do it shalom bimkomo, then it's kimkomo dami. that if you do it in the wrong location, then it is kim komo dami. Well, how do you reconcile those two items? Those two are almost a stira mine oved. If shlom komo is kim komo dami, then why isn't it ole lebalim? Lo kasha. There's no problem. Kan shinatan b'shtika, kan shinatan b'amira. So if you look in Rashi, Rashi explains to us what it means, kan shinatan b'shtika. He did it in science. Drush of the Kra. The drush of the Kra, that the Balim are nitkaper, is shenatan shalo bimkomo. He did said nothing, and he just placed it on the Mizbech in the wrong location. Umat nitin. Our Mishnah, which says pasul, and he says pasul means pasul mamash. That's when he tells a machshavet lechol basar chutz l'zmano. In addition to that, he had an additional machshava to eat the basar outside of the zman meshminon. And the Mishnah tells us the pasul. Bein bo karet. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. It's pasul, and you don't get karet. The machshava zrikozu, machshava hu lifso. That this machshava is strong enough to make the korban pasul dimkamodami, because when you have that machshava to put it in the wrong place, it's as if you had the machshava to put it in the right place. But lo lefagel, but it's not strong enough to make it into pigol. The zrika the shol shayir basar dachilu lamaitu de pigol. That can't bring it to pigol. So according to Rashi, the machshava that you had over here was that you had a machshava of chutz lizmano. That machshava of chutz lizmano with the tefillin lemalo lemata lemata lemalo is enough to make it pasul, but not enough to make it into pigol. And that's what our Mishnah is discussing. The case of the drasha, that from the pasuk that says nitkabu abalim, that's when he says nothing. He just did the avoda and he did it lamala lamata lamata lamala. Then it's alul abalim. Then it works, and you don't have any parami. It's kim kamo dummy. It works as if it was in its place. The other possibility of what the mira and shtika is depends on what he does. If he simply just does it, then fine, it's nitkabu abalim, but you can't have a chilat basar. If he articulates what he's going to do, now that could be one of two ways. Either he says that he's going to do the mala lamato, or he has a machshova to do it, the mala lamato. Either one of those create a problem, so therefore he can't rectify it and it'd be pasul mamash like our Mishnah. Gemara says, well, now that Rish Lakish believes that Shalom Gemom is Gemom Adami, then the Gemara says, Tnan, we ask all the questions that we just had, our Mishnah that we just quoted before, Chishiv Liten et Anitanim Lamato Lamalo Lamalo Lamato, Adam Nehavi Amachshiv Dinuach Libit Rabbi Yehuda. So this Meitavei that we just asked on Shmuel, they're going to ask the same Meitavei on Rish Lakish. Because Rish Lakish says that if you have a Shalom Gemom is Kim Gemom Adami. Shalom Gemom is Kim Gemom Adami. He has the same problem that Shmuel had with the Breita. So therefore the Gemara says, we'll ask the same question on him, and we will answer the same way that we answered before. Now we have Rabbi Yochanan's position. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Id v'Idish, and Natan v'Shtika. Both cases here are Mishnah, as well as the Drosha out of the Pasuk, are a case where he was silent. So then what's the difference? Why in one case do we say Nitkapur Avalim, the other day we Pasuk? Shalom Kimko, Lav Kimko Modami. So in the fact that you put it in the wrong places is as if it's right? Not good at all. That's it. Nothing. So never, and if you put it in the wrong location, you get nothing out of it. You want to know what the difference is? Depends if there's any dama nefesh left in the animal to do another zrika. That's basically the point. This zrika that you did is absolutely pasul. Pasul means lo nitzkab rabbalim and not kosher le'achila. Those two things, both pasul legamre. That's our Mishnah. What about the fact that when you get chaper on the mizbech, that means that if you did it wrong and then you rectified it afterwards and did another zrika, that would be fine. Well, you can only do another zrika if you have dama nefesh that is left over. So the difference between our Mishnah where you can't rectify it is that there was no dama nefesh left over. In the case where you can rectify it, there was dama nefesh left over that you can redo the zrika to dam and correct what you did wrong. Right. That's what we dealt with yesterday, whether there's dichui, whether all these issues. So now, ain bukari. So now the Gemara says, Eika dama nefesh aleka, dama nefesh tnan. Pasul, vein bo karet. Our Mishnah says that when it comes to this karban, it's pasul, but there is no karet, chiyuv karet. Bishlam of the Rish Lakish, Ainu diktani pasul vein bo karet. Why does it tell us pasul vein bo karet? Because that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that this karban is pasul in terms of being no good at all. Pasul mamash, according to Rish Lakish, but ain't bo karet, and has no karet associated with it, because even though there are other instances, well, we're woke, if he did it bishtika, it will work. So over here, where he didn't do it bishtika, then we have pasul, ain't bo karet. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Right, it's not no, according to Reish Lakish, pasul means pasul mamash in our Mishnah, but ain't olel lebalim. Right? So that's the, here, the chiddush is that there's no chiyuv karet. Even though it's not olel lebalim negamre, nevertheless, the chiddush is that it's only pasul and there's no karet associated with it. So you do have a chiddush here, the chiddush is that no karet. So according to Reish Lakish, there's a reason for the Mishnah to tell us that there is no karet, because I have a pasul mamash, rainbow karet. According to Rabbi Yochanan, my rainbow karet. Why do you need this to tell us ein bo karet? Of course there's no karet. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the zrika is oy zrika. There is no zrika d'adam here. How do you can't have karet unless the zrika d'adam has some efficacy to it. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's absolutely no efficacy to this zrika d'adam, and therefore why would you need the bright to tell you ein bo karet? Of course there's no karet. You didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. You can't have a chiyuv bo karet. According to Reish Lakish, where in certain instances you can do it and it works, then you can tell me in the Mishnah, the Chiddush, tell me there's no karet. Rabbi Yochanan, where it never works and you've done absolutely nothing, why would you need to tell me about ein bo karet? Gemara says, Kasha, that's a good question, Rabbi Yochanan. And Gemara says, Ubu Shmuel. Why also, Shmuel, why does Shmuel, my ein bo karet? Why does Shmuel need to tell us ein bo karet? Shmuel says, Allah labanim, but it's not kasher le'achila. So of course, pasul, veinbo karet, pasul, of course there's no karet here again. Why should there be karet? It's alal balim, but it's not kasher le'achilas. You don't have a proper kapara over here. So Mar says, achigamar, im natan b'machshava pasul, veinbo karet. So that, if he tiz it b'machshava pasul, veinbo karet. If he did it with the wrong machshava, it's only pasul and no karet, because you have another problem over here. Even though for kapara it works, it's kimkomodami, the machshava pigul is not chayo, because the basar is not nitan achila, which is the chiddush of marzutra that we said in Shmuel before. The fact that you do this zrika d'adam and it's mitchaper still doesn't make it or miafsher you to make it into pigul, and that's what the chiddush of the Mishnah is according to Shmuel. So now we have each of them has to have a chiddush in the Mishnah. Reish Lakish, the chiddush in the Mishnah is that even though it works in other locations, and even though here pasul means pasul mamash, even though it's totally problematic over here, nevertheless, ein bo karet. There is no karet associated over here because the problem is not a problem of chutz lizmano. It's a problem that you did the zrika incorrectly. There are times where you could do it correctly and it would be fine. It could be kumo dummy. That would be kumo dummy. But over here, that just doesn't work because you said it, you had an amira. You did something that created the problem. And therefore, the chiddush is pasul ve'im b'karet. Rabbi Yochanan, we have no reason to say the ein bo karet. He says it's pasul and it's what kumo dummy. Why would you ever think there is a karet? So that's what the Gemara left as a kasha. According to Shmuel, who says that it works, alalabali. But you can't have the basar ba'achila. There's also a chiddush. The chiddush is that if you have a machshevet pigul over here, it's not going to do anything. Because machshevet pigul can't work unless you're nita the basar le'achila. Over here, not going to be nita the basar le'achila, therefore there's no machshevet psul. And that's what teaches us in Bokaret. If you have machshevet pigul on this item, it has no impact. Now the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, ishalom gumo, lavkim gumo dami. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who believes when you put it in the wrong location, it's not like putting it in the right location. Why should the dam that's put in the mizbeach be any worse than falling out of a, you have the kablat adam in the klisharet, you drop the klisharet on the way to the mizbeach, what do you do? You pick up all the dam, you asaf the dam, and then you sprinkle it on the mizbeach. It doesn't create a psul. So I was over here, why is this any different? It's as if you spilled it on the mizbeach. It's as if you tripped and you spilled it on the mizbeach by accident, because it has no impact. Right, somewhat along those lines. So he says, Savala, come on, Damar lo yasfenu. He holds like the one that you can't pick it up. Damar Yitzchak bar Yosef Rabbi Yochanan. Kol modim minitanim lamalo shenatan lamalo. If you did what was supposed to be above, you did above. Lamato shenatan lamato, or you did what was below. Shelo kemitzvatan lo yasfenu. They were done, shelo kemitzvatan, not properly. Right, lo yasfenu. You were not allowed to gather it together. If either you had machshevet psul, or you did it with your left hand, you had some other problem. You did it in the right location, but you have some other psul associated with it, then you can't remove it. You can't take it off the mizbeach and you can't gather the blood off the mizbeach and resprinkle it. That doesn't work. Lo nechloku, where do they have a machloket? Benitan lamalo shenatan lamato, lamato shenatan lamalo, where the psul is only about the location, not some other external psul like left-handed or doing with the problem machshava. Here, the psul is simply you did it wrong in the wrong place. So then, Rabbi Yossi Amar Omer Yosfeno, Rabbi Shimon Omer Yosfeno. There's an alternate gear, so which switches them around. I don't think it has any nafkamina here, whether it's Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Shimon. But one says lo yasfenu, one says yasfenu. So now, what do you see? You have that machlokas. So there, Mishnatenu, and our Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is Kedivi Amo, lo yasfenu. It's going to be according to one who says lo yasfenu. So Rabbi Yochanan says, basically, I have a machlokas Tanaim over here. The Tanaim agree where there's an external psul that lo yasfenu can't regather. When it comes to the psul of lamalo, lamata, or lamata, lamalo, that psul, there's a machlokas. And our Mishnah is according to the Divrei Omer, according to one who says lo yasfenu. You can't retract, you can't take it back. Once you've sprinkled it on the Mizbech, it's done. Even though it's shalobim kama, even though it has no impact and it doesn't help you whatsoever, once it gets to the Mizbech, you can't take it back. And the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon must be about lo yasfenu, as Rashi says, because otherwise, they should be arguing about something else. I mean, if you believe that their machlokas is about whether it's kinkomodami, that when you put it in the wrong location, as if it's put in the right location, then let them argue about kapara, whether it's nitzkapara or lo nitzkapara. The fact that they're arguing about yasfeno or lo yasfeno means that they believe it's the wrong location. Just a question of you can retract it, you can take it back and then redo it. Everybody agrees when you change the location, you can't redo it. And of course, you put it above, that was supposed to be below. The spring above is going to drip down and hit the lower place. In that case, you can't get it back. Because you did something close enough to being right that you can't retract it. That when you did something that should have been on the inside Mizbech, you did it on the outside Mizbech. Something that was on the outside Mizbech, you did it on the inside Mizbech. This phrase, the Bechut Shenatan Lefnim, it's not clear. The Tzon Kodeshim eliminates that part of the Girsa because it doesn't make sense. We know there's an explicit pasuk in the Torah that if you take something that was supposed to be on the Mizbech Hitzon and you bring Chatat Pnima, Pasul Legamre. So there's nothing to talk about. So many people, you can eliminate this Girsa. So, but if you just have the first, Elenitan Lefnim, Shenatan Bechut, something that was supposed to be on the Mizbech Hazav, you did it on the Mizbech Hitzon. Yes, Venu. That's the only time you can retract it. You can't. The machlok is about retracting. It's only in the case where you should have done on Mizbech Zahav, instead you did on the Mizbech Chitzon. We'll get to it. We'll get to what this word is over here. The Gemara is going to go through it, come back and explain why. So Amar Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Afana Nami Tanina. We have a braita that supports that position. Rav Yehuda Omer, Zot Hi Ha'ula. These are three words that are said about Zot Hi Ha'ula. Arielu Mi'utin. These are all Mi'utin to tell you when the Ula is Pasul Prat, the Nishchata Balayla. That's one. V'shenishpach Dama, V'shiyatza Dama Chutz L'Klayim. Imalta Tereid. All three of these items, if they end up on the Mizbech, if the psul in the Korban is because of one of these three items, then if you bring it on the Mizbech, we take you tell it, take it down. It's not going to work. What is that? If you shech the night, if the dam spilled, or the dam went outside of the claim, outside of the Azara. All those three things, posel the Korban, and if you put it on the Mizbech, take it off. That's the position of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ola, Enli El Ola Kshira. I would thought the only thing that goes on the Mizbech is a kasher ola. How do I know that if you shechted it at night, or you spilled its blood, or its dam went outside of the klayim, v'alan, that was left over, v'yotze, it was taken out, v'atamei, or it was tamei, v'shenishchat chutz lizmano, v'chutzim kamo. Yeah, you took it outside of the klayim. Or, one's the dam and one's the korban. That Minishkat Chutz Lizmano, Chutz Lizmkamo, and Machshava Pigo, Machshava Chutz Lizmkamo, Shkiblo Psulim, or the Kabbalah Tadam was done in Dai Azar, someone who was Pasul, or a coin Balmum, Bizarko et Dama, Tanitanim Namalo, Shinitana Namato, right, that they did the Zvika Tadam, or someone did what was above, below, when Tim Namato, the Matan Namalo, did below, above, Venitanim Bifnim, Shnatan Bachutz, and Tim Bachutz, Shinan Bifnim, if he did mixed up what should have been on inside, outside, outside, inside, Pesach Hatat Sheshachtan Shalom Lishman, Pesach Hatat, we know are Pasul when they don't Shalom Lishman, all these Psulim, Minayin, that take him, once they go on the Mizbech, you don't take them down. Tamaloma, Torat Ola, Ribat Torah Chat, the Chol Ha'olim, Shamlu, Alu, Lo Yerdu. And if it goes up on the Mizbech, any of these Psulim, they stay on the Mizbech, and that's it. We don't break it back down. The Mizbech is collate all of these items. Yochol Shani Mirabe, Afaro, Ve'ava, Nirba. There are other Psulim in Karban, Ebhema, that perform bestiality, or the Nirba, it was, had a male perform bishyala with it, or a female took her name by him on her, or muksa was designated for tikrovet avodah zarah, but avodah was worshipped. And nine is for a harlot's wage, mechir kelev is sold for a dog, kilayim it was cross-breeded, vatrefa, v'yotzei dolphin, some of that is a trefa, or it had a cesarean section, born cesarean section, tamal omar, zot. Zot is a miut, so only these and not others. How do you know what to include, what to exclude? It says, that their psul happened to be Kodesh. Their problem is a problem that is unique to Kodshim. Not something, there are two ways to phrase it. Rashi says that it happened in the Mikdash. That's one way to phrase it. The other way to phrase it is that this is only something that is true by Kodesh. It has no impact on Chulin. All those psulim that we said before, by Chulin, they would have no impact and you could eat the animal. Whereas the other items have impact not only in Kodshim, but they also have impact in Chulin. Or according to Rashi, they can happen outside of the Mikdash. Since they happen outside of the Mikdash, they are not included. That they didn't have their psul in Kodesh, it's an exogenous variable that's making them pasul. Or according to the one who says that it's outside the Mikdash, or either one of these, that's the differentiation between them. Tani miha, so now we get to the question, right, the whole proof here. Tani miha, that dinitanim lamata, shinatan lamalo, ulamalo shinat lamata, that those were one of the examples, v'lo paroling Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue on that case. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon disagree with those three cases. The three cases. Right, all the rest, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the position of Rabbi. So now we have this bright, so Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda agree, but tani miha, nevertheless, it says, and he's telling the matah, she's not the matah, the matah, she's not the matah, below probably Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't disagree in that case. My time, what's the reason he doesn't agree? Lab Mishum to call the Mizbeach, because Mizbeach accepted it, took it in already. You see, you can't redo it. So even though Rabbi Yehuda believes if you spill the dam on the floor, the Ritzvah, you regather it, and then you can do Zrika the dam. Rabbi Yehuda himself over here, when it comes to that which is placed on the Mizbeach, he says you can't retract it, you can't take it back. So Rabbi Yochanan's right. Rabbi Yochanan's right that Lo Yasfenu, that you can't take it off the Mizbeach. Once the Mizbeach is collated, even though Shalom Bim Komo is Shalom Bim Komo Dami, that when you put it in the wrong place, that is the wrong place, and it doesn't help you, it's Pasul Mamash. Nevertheless, the Mizbeach has a certain amount of kedusha or power that it's collate, that it accepts the blood and not to allow you to redo the blood at that point in time. And you see, Rabbi Yehuda in other places would suggest that if it falls on the floor, you can pick it up and use it. Nevertheless, over here, when it hits the Mizbeach, you cannot take it back. Even though it was totally pasul, it's as if it did nothing. Nevertheless, once it hits the Mizbeach, you don't have a right to erase that or take that back and redo the Zrikat Adam. Rashi asks about the conclusion of the Gemara here, Shemayin Ali Asfeno, why don't we just say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shalom Kimo is Kim Kimo Dami. That when you do it in the wrong location, it's as if you did it in the right location. And therefore, the reason you can't take the dam back and redo it again is because you already need kaper on the first shot. When you put the blood on the first time, you already got the kaper on. Therefore, you don't need to do a second shot, a second round on the Mizbeach. Rashi says you can't do that, you can't say that, because it's clear that this isn't a list of others recote that are psulot. This isn't a list of things that work, that they already had kapara, and therefore you don't need another kapara. It's a list of items that are all pasul, and nevertheless the Mizbeach takes care of them. So if we're in the category, in the context that it's written, it's clear that we're talking about a case where it's pasul, and nevertheless you can't go back and do it again, which would conclude that Shemamina lo yasfena, that you're not allowed to take something off the Mizbeach once it gets there, even though it's in the wrong location. Now why the Gemara only proved it from Rabbi Yehuda, and not from Rabbi Shimon, I mean Rabbi Shimon in the end, Rabbi Yehuda is agreeing with Rabbi Shimon. That is because Rabbi Shimon includes everything. Because Rabbi Shimon says, Torah Ta'olah, anything, it's Rabbi Yehuda. So maybe even if its blood fell down on the ground, everything, Lo Yerdu, doesn't come back down. So we know that according to Rabbi Shimon, even though when you spill it on the ground, and even though when you put it on the Mizbeach, you can't take it back, but that's because this whole Shita is that way. You don't have to take anything back. Everything that went on the Mizbeach is good. As opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, who says when you spill it on the ground, you have to recollect it and sprinkle it again. Whereas on the Mizbeach, once it's on there, you can't take it off. So that distinction or that contrast is what makes Rabbi Yehuda important to us here in proving the point that even though if you spilled it, you pick it up and redo it, that's not true by the Mizbeach. That if it comes on the Mizbeach, you can't take it back and redo it because the Mizbeach has that unique status that it's collate and lo yasfenu, and therefore you can't gather it back and retry or redo the Zrikat Adam. Alright, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mizbeach Apni Mikadesh Psulim. So it goes to your question before, what's the difference between in and out? This is it. That the Mizbeach Apnimi is Mikadesh, even things that are Pasula. Maika Mashmalan, Tanina. We have a explicit Mishnah. Ani Tanim Bifnim, Shinatnan Bechutz. Bechutz, Shinatnan Bifnim. That's only true of dam, which dam ends up on the mizbech azad sometimes. It's sprinkled on the mizbech. But komets, the lo chazile, a komets which never ends up on the mizbech azad. There is no instance where a komets ends up on the mizbech azad. Emelo, maybe I'd say no. Kamash malan, that it does work. It's mikadeshit and it works. So the Ktoret Zerah that went up on the Mizbeach Tered, you bring it back down. Here we're thinking about Mizbeach Zahav. We just said before that Mizbeach Zahav is Mekadesh everything. And here you bring a Ktoret Zerah, you bring this foreign Ktoret. Foreign Ktoret is anything that's not a Chiyuv Tzibur. There's only a Chiyuv Ktoret by Boker by Erev. If you bring a Ktoret Nidava, that's not allowed. And here you're going to bring on the Mizbeach Zahav. We should say, Mala lo Tered. Yet here it says Tered, take it down. Shenacha Mekadesh Psulim el Mizbeach Chitzon. That the Mizbeach Chitzon can be Mekadesh things that don't normally go on it or not roll for it. But Mizbeach HaPnimi can't be do that. Be Ra'oi lo. And here you're on Mizbeach Chitzon. It's only something that is Ra'oi for the Mizbeach Chitzon. For instance, something that came in a Klisharet. But something that, for instance, a Kometz that was never Nitkadesh in a Klisharet. That even if it goes on the Mizbeach comes down because it's not Ra'oi the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Has to be something that's somewhat Ra'oi that has basic Kodesh associated with it that it can end up on the Mizbeach. But what do you see from here? Chitzonin, Pnimilo, that the Chitzon has the ability to be collate and take in items, but not the Mizbeach HaPnimi. That doesn't have the ability to be Mekadesh Psulim. It says Tarizachi. No, read the bright or amend the bright to read this way in order that it makes sense. Ketorat Zerah shall tell the Mizbeach Chitzon. If you had a Ketorat Zerah that went on to Mizbeach Chitzon, Tered. Shem Mizbeach Chitzon, Mekadesh Psulim, Ela Ra'oi lo. It's only Mekadesh things that are Ra'oi for it, not things that are not Ra'oi for it. Apnimi. What does it mean, Mizbeach Chitzon? Yes, Pnimi lo. That Diuk is right. But that's about the statement that the Chitzon only does what's Ra'oi lo. The Pnimi is Mekadesh, Ben Ra'oi lo, Ben Shin Ra'oi lo. Whether it's good for it or not good for it. And what's the difference? The difference is, my time, I ritzpo, by klisharet. One of them is the ground, and the other one is a klisharet. Mizbeach Zahav is one of the klisharet in the Mikdash. It's gold, it's made out of gold. It's an actual kli that is put in the Kodesh. And then the Mizbeach Chitzon is simply like the ground. It's made out of dirt and stones. It's really called Mizbeach Adama. It's a Mizbeach Adama. It's part of the ground. So when it's a Mizritzpah, it's not a Kli Sharet of only Mekadesh, that which is Ra'oi lo. When it comes to Mizbeach HaZahav, which is a Kli Sharet, it can be Mekadesh, even things that are not Ra'oi lo. Okay, we'll stop over here. We'll continue with the Mishnah tomorrow.